This is Kevin Vaughn at 9 News in Denver, and we're about 8 weeks into the podcast Blame. It's Thanksgiving week, and we're going to take a little bit of a break. We have been just slammed with this project and a number of other projects, and we've also had some things occur in the last few weeks that have been really positive. Some people have talked to us that we've been trying to get for a while, and so we're working out how to incorporate all of that into the episodes that are coming.
But before we go, Kevin, this is Nicole Vapp. We have had some response from some family members who've been listening to the podcast, and I don't know how that's going to ever fit into some of our podcasts, so this is a good opportunity to kind of find out, you know, take a temperature of how people are feeling, you know, 8 episodes in. Like her sisters, the ones that we talked to a few episodes ago.
Yeah, I would characterize how their response has been this way. Parts of it have been really hard. Julie, one of Jill's sisters, said it was hard to hear somebody laughing while they were talking about her sister's death on one of the podcasts. At the same time, she's incredibly thankful. She feels like her sister has a voice now, like people are going to know she was a real person who was loved, who had a family, and who's not forgotten. And so that's been positive.
I have never thought about that she would be out there so far away from all the people that Jill knew at the end that there would be no one to bring her up.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Yeah, exactly. And as we've talked about, this has been a hard thing for this family to talk about. This has sort of led to a lot more discussion about what happened to Jill. And her other sisters have said that they're glad this is happening. It's hard for them. It's hard for them. A couple of weeks ago, one of my friends sent me a text and said that his wife was in tears after listening to the episode where the sisters were talking about Jill. And I let Julie know that, and she wrote back and was really touched by that. And again, it meant something to her that someone she didn't know cared about her sister.
And we're getting a lot of people asking us questions, wanting to know some insight into what's happening next. And
right.
We'd love to hear from people who listen frequently and hashtag blame. We keep up with those. And so please let us know if you have any questions or you just want to talk about it, because it is one of those things where it kind of gets in your head and you start thinking about it all the time. And so we have each other to talk to about it. But I was thinking, as you were talking about Thanksgiving, there's a lot of families right now that are a little concerned about getting together with family members.
Right.
After the election, and I can't imagine what this is going to be like for Jill's family.
Yeah, I hope it's peaceful for them. I hope that maybe they have some conversations they've wanted to have for a long time. They are really genuinely good people, nice people. I think that I feel humbled that they were courageous enough to share their most painful experiences with us to help us tell this story. As I think about what's been really challenging about this project is we're working toward television reports about this. We're working toward a narrative about this story that we're getting close to doing. But the podcast is really sort of a work in progress. We're mm-hmm. doing it as we're trying to learn more about what happened, as we're trying to get answers. And so that's made it interesting and challenging. You know, we started with an outline, but as we're going along, that's been evolving as we learn new things or talk to new people. I'm fascinated by that. And I'm fascinated by the response, not only of Jill's family, they're heavily on our minds through all of this, but mm-hmm. response from a lot of strangers that didn't know anything about this story that are talking about it and sending us emails and leaving comments about it online and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
The ultimate goal is to hope that we can come to some sort of answers or a better understanding in the very least of what happened, and that's really our ultimate goal. So thank you. Speaking of Thanksgiving, thank you guys for listening to us.
So we're going to have a little bit of a pause here, but stick with us. We will be back with episode 9 of the podcast Blame. Thank you.